I think that there is little doubt that running a business can be, in many respects, a more challenging way of earning a living than working for someone else. But as those of us that take this path know, it has the potential to produce many rewards not available to us in corporate life. It's not just the potential financial rewards that we see in our mind when we take the leap of faith to go out on our own. It's the ability to go on to the school assembly and sports day, to take the day for a family event, to take our holidays to suit our needs, to drive the car of our choice, and to design our life as we wish it to be by being in charge of our own time and destiny. So what's the reality? The reality for many small businesses is that they are the business, all of it. Managing director, chief cook, bottle washer, and cleaner. On top of the physical demands, one of the things that many businesses struggle with is the fact that despite the fact that the owner may not be into sales and selling, that is exactly the profession they have now entered into. If you're not going to sell your services, then who will? I remember many years ago hearing Brian Tracy say during his Psychology of Selling seminar that having a career in sales is a wonderful thing because there is no ceiling to what you can earn, but that there is no floor either. Yep, when you run your own business, the pressure is on to deliver food to your table. And if and when you're in a position where you employ other people, then you have to deliver food to their tables as well. In an attempt to keep the business running and the sales coming in, the customer's happy, the staff paid, the bank happy, the tax man happy, and everyone else you feel responsible for happy, the person who you owe most to can end up neglected and heading for a burnout. That'll be you then. Those of us who have spent time flying on a commercial aircraft will be familiar with the pre-flight safety demonstration, where the cabin crew demonstrate that the oxygen mask falling down from the ceiling of the aircraft in the event of a drop in cabin pressure. And they say words to the effect, "If you are travelling with small children, please put your mask on first before helping them with theirs." So what would happen if you didn't put your mask on first? Well, in that particular scenario, depending on how much the situation made you hyperventilate, you would have 15 to 30 seconds before you passed out. At the point of passing out, how much use would you be to the small child in your charge? So let's look at how key your role is as a business owner. What would happen to your business if you passed out? Things in your life can change in a heartbeat, or in my case in 2008, the lack of one, or several actually, when I suffered a heart attack. Who would look after everything? Assuming you survived the collapse, would your business survive it? Without being too dramatic, and more importantly from this blog's point of view, how do you minimise the chance of this happening? I was tempted to say, how do you prevent this happening? But let's be honest, prevention assumes that we have absolute control over our existence on the planet. And I would hate to be the first person to tell you this, but we are all going to die at some point. And thankfully in my book, none of us know when that will be. So self-protection is the name of the game here. And it all starts with clarity of mind and the acceptance of your own human frailty, your physical and mental limits, and ultimately your mortality. You see, in motor engineering terms, you have a choice when you build a car engine. You can build family passenger car long life specification, an engine that with regular maintenance can cover hundreds of thousands of miles, or Formula One specification. It depends on what you need the engine to be capable of. The old Formula One specification used to be to build to 200 kilometers specification. This meant that the engine was expected to run flat out at maximum power and to explode just past the 200 kilometer mark and be rebuilt to do it all over again. This is not a strategy I would recommend for a business owner and their body. And yet I see people mimicking this behaviour and wearing it like a badge of honour. you know, the I work 80 or 90 hours a week, don't take holidays, etc., etc., etc. Now, don't get me wrong here. Sometimes the demands of a business are such that you have to put a big shift in to get the job done. And actually, the feeling of accomplishment that that gives you can be wonderful, as well as motivating for those around you. Now, what I'm talking about here is the relentless and ultimately inefficient grind that some people subject themselves and their loved ones to in the pursuit of success. So are we talking about time management here? Well, the answer is yes and no. You see, time management is a fallacy. You can no more control time than King Canute could hold back the waves. The clock is ticking and will continue to tick long after we have stopped looking at it. However, what we can do is prioritize our time. And part of your time needs to be prioritized and given over to the maintaining of the engine of the business, you. We all know that if we fail to maintain our car, let it run low on oil, or run it on the red line everywhere, then when it eventually stops at the roadside, we'll only have to look in the mirror to find out who it was to blame. So, let's go back to basics. First, you need to really establish your reason why. Go back to that. Sit down and write why you started to do what you are doing and what you want to achieve. Then look at every aspect of your current situation. Do you get enough sleep? How's your diet? Are you fueling your body correctly? Do you get out in the fresh air and exercise? Do you spend quality time with those who need it? Do you spend any quality time alone? Are you actively looking after and maintaining the engine of your business and your life? Once you've answered these questions and reconnected with your reason why, you can start to plan. And part of your weekly planning needs to be given over to looking after you. Thinking about this is not good enough. You must get your planner and take sections of personal time out of your diary and protect them as if they were the most critical business meetings you were going to have all week. Because that's exactly what they are. Business critical. Included in your planning, if you are fortunate enough to be living with other people who care about you and who you care for, is to include them in your planning. After all, did you really just start this roller coaster of a ride just to buy bigger and better toys or a larger and better decorated house? Or did you have a vision of building a better quality future with more time in it for living the life on your terms? In short, you have to take a step back from running a business to work on the business and start treating yourself and those close to you with some respect. We are here for a short time, and we weren't put on this planet just to pay the bills.